Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon, and we're catching up with the president of the mighty Muswellbrook Heelers, Mick Hall. How are you doing, Mick?
I'm good, Bear. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. The off-season, I guess, is sort of coming to an end, not too far away from the regular season, and you've actually got something on next weekend, haven't you?
Yes, we've got... We're going to do a bit of a casual end to the year, to the 2021 season, and hello 2022. So we're having an afternoon presentation and season launch up at Highbrook at the clubhouse. We celebrate the early end to last year and hopefully what things are going forward.
So last year, because the presentation night for the Heelers is somewhat famous for its extravagance and excitement, but that didn't go ahead last year.
Well, that little COVID thing that's been causing us all grief. So when the season finished, we had three rounds to go, and we basically just parked everything. So any functions like that, we weren't really able to do. So getting together now, we've hardly seen any of the guys so in the team and the club members either. So yeah, thought we'd kick this off as a season launch.
So finish. How are things coming along as far as registrations for this year? Blokes been putting their hand up, or you haven't even asked the question? Just said, like, this will be the opening salvo next weekend.
Look, we've traditionally been so slow starting, but I'll throw it out there now. Anyone who is keen for a game of rugby, get up to Highbrook for training on whatever day. Check our Facebook page. But yeah, registrations have been slow. There's been a couple of guys go up for a little bit of a run around the park and trying to get a bit fit and get the hand-eye coordination back. But, hopefully we'll get a few more. We certainly need some more players.
Because 2021 sort of petered out towards the end, I guess we never really got much of an idea of how things finished up for the Heelers. How did they finish up as far as you were concerned, mate?
We were tracking... As per our usual, we get strong towards the end of the year, and I think we were still sitting in fourth. I recall with the three games in hand, so we were making our late charge to the finals. I think we were a safe bet to get into the final. We were building some really good momentum, and it was a shame the season stopped so abruptly, but I obviously understand why.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about the slow start. I mean, last year, famously, even the president had to pull the boots on, or threatened to pull the boots on at one point there.
No, he should have threatened. he did pull the boots on, and it's a blight on my career, I tell you.
We won't see any repeats of that this year?
Not at all. Although, no, not at all. Tyranny of distance at times for us. We just need a good level of players. I think one of the things is that we don't have juniors, and we really need to push a junior squad and look for players in the future. I think the club is going to struggle going forward. So, get a couple of people interested. Sorry.
Is it fair to say that, like, even though a bloke can't necessarily commit himself to the whole season, if he was interested and could help out, put your hand up and say something, because it's better to have a lot more than just relying on a few?
Absolutely. In years gone past, we've registered enough players to be able to fill four grades, but they were never ever there on one day. So I remember one year we registered 101 players.
Good Lord!
Because for a 25-man squad, it's a lot. But we were calling on people from all over the place to come and have a game, so you don't forfeit or you don't. You don't fall by the wayside. So yeah, look, I would urge anyone who's interested in that club game, that club atmosphere. We're a really friendly, inclusive, family oriented club. Traditional rugby values of get in, have a go, and look after your friends and mates, and just enjoy it. So yeah, I'd suggest anyone come on up.
All right, and we will find out in the not too distant future regarding a coach for 2022.
Yeah, look, I'm hoping to announce the coach on the 5th on our presentation and season launch. Same with all our sponsors and jumper Guernsey kit for the year. So should be a good day. We're going to kick off at about 3 o'clock. So get used to the rugby game time at Highbrook. But yeah, we'll be up there in the afternoon and go celebrate last year's win. And we did finish the year on a really good high. We had two of our best players, well, deemed the best player in the competition, or best players in the competition in Will Hobden and Cameron Young received jointly the Cyril Burke medal.
All right.
So, I don't know. Hopefully, if they're there on the day, I get to give it to them. Otherwise, I might have to have a few drinks out of the mug.
It's the joys of being the president, mate.
That's it. There's two of them, so I'm only two-handed bar there, don't
I? Well, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody down there next Saturday. Highbrook, one of the most beautiful grounds in the Upper Hunter, for one of the best teams being the Muswellbrook Hurlers. President Mick Hall, thank you very much for joining us, mate.
Thanks, Ben.